Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
The University of Lethbridge is home to a machine called a high-temperature pressure densimeter. It's one of only a handful in the world, and it was built by Dr. Andrew Haken, a world-renowned researcher who studies the thermodynamics of aqueous systems. The first system Dr. Haken ran to test his new densimeter was glycine, the base of all amino acids. But the test did not turn out as the models predicted. Instead of proceeding to positive infinity, the results dived to negative infinity. The scientist thought he had failed, but in the end, his discovery changed the prevailing scientific theory.
We've basically rewritten the book on the properties of amino acids at high temperature and pressure. And a lot of other studies have been done now. We've gone from the base amino acid glycine, studied several other systems. But the amino acid work, the protein work, really speak to the origins of life. For example, the SETI program run by NASA, they're the sort of people that are interested in these data because they're used in their models.
Dr. Haken's densimeter mimics conditions deep in the ocean, where hydrothermal vents occur in regions of volcanic activity, the very regions where scientists suspect life first originated. Thanks today to the University of Lethbridge. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.